The Indiana Department of Environmental Management has declared an ozone air quality action day for tomorrow, July 14th. Kids and the elderly and anyone with respiratory issues or related medical conditions is advised to limit physical exertion outdoors. High pressure will drift across the region through tomorrow with dry and seasonal weather. Heat and humidity levels will gradually return by Wednesday and only increase as the week progresses. There's a team connected with Evansville's mayor's office looking at air quality and what it'll be like around here in 30 years. Carolyn Townsend says Climate Action Plan targets greenhouse gases.
When you burn fossil fuels, that emits these greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, and that becomes problematic because they absorb the sun's radiation, and it increases our overall global average temperature, and we're starting to see the effects of that now here in Evansville.
The problems have already begun in terms of the number of days over 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
At present, our region, Vandenberg County, sees about 7 of those days a year, but that's projected to increase to approximately 60 days a year that are above 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
The team plans 2 virtual town meetings this week, the first being tomorrow at 6 p.m., the second on Wednesday at 10 a.m. You can register to participate at climateevansville.com. The meetings are on Zoom. There's a link to the news section of our website at wiky.com. A new drive-in center will be in operation this week to test for coronavirus. It'll be at the Warrick County Fairgrounds in Boonville in operation the 16th through the 19th from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. St. Philip's Inn is being professionally cleaned today. The inn is temporarily closing its doors after a staff member tested positive for COVID-19. Officials say the closing will continue until, quoting here, the safety of its staff and customers is ensured. According to the tavern's Facebook page, the infected employee last worked at the restaurant on Tuesday, July 7th. Tavern officials say staff members have been asked to undergo COVID-19 testing. Employees will not be allowed to return to work without a clear test result. A Mount Vernon restaurant is closed temporarily. A Zapp's Tavern employee tested positive for COVID-19. That employee last worked a week ago today. The restaurant will be fogging and keeping cleaning their entire building. There's no word yet on when it will reopen. Henderson's Dia de Muertos celebration has been canceled due to the concern over the spread of coronavirus. The event was originally scheduled for November 1st. Henderson Judge Executive Bradley Snyder says too much uncertainty about the pandemic made booking bands and fundraising for the event that might not happen unrealistic. Yesterday, many churches met for the first time since Kentucky's mask mandate went into effect. At the Henderson Church of Christ, Minister David Salisbury says they've seen great cooperation.
Our leadership was really united behind it and just said this is the law and we're going to follow the law.
Kentuckians are required to wear masks in public, including indoor areas where it's difficult to socially distance 6 feet from anyone who isn't someone's household member.
It's a close space and it's a prolonged time. There's lots of things that are significant risk factors, and we do our best to mitigate that, but we really believe we're better off when we can meet together, so we do everything we can to make that happen.
Church officials are taking other precautionary measures against COVID-19. They're giving out plenty of hand sanitizer on arrival. Communion is being taken individually. The collection plate is no longer passed around, and guests are seated by families or every other row. More details should be available early this week about Mayor Lloyd Wenneke's impending mask order. The mayor said last week that he would issue an executive order that masks be worn in public effective on Wednesday. Basically, face coverings will be required in indoor spaces and any public area where social distancing is not possible. In the meantime, the Evansville City Council may come up with its own version of a mask requirement, and they'll vote on it on first reading at tonight's meeting. Vandenberg County Commissioners have their version of a mask ordinance. They'll vote on that at their meeting tomorrow. Kentucky fire investigators are trying to determine the cause of a blaze that sank 9 boats. The fire caused considerable damage to Pier 11 at Green Turtle Bay Marina Sunday morning. No one's hurt. Jury trials are due to start moving through the Vandenberg County courts on July 20th, yet it will still take considerable time for backlog of cases to be relieved. A published report says about 180 defendants are waiting for trial in circuit court. Their trials have been put on hold because of the coronavirus. One judge estimated it may take a year to relieve the backlog. The first federal execution in 17 years is cleared to take place today. An appeals court overturned a lower court ruling that had stayed the execution of 47-year-old Daniel Lewis Lee. Lee was scheduled to die by lethal injection today at the federal penitentiary at Terre Haute. He was convicted in Arkansas of the 1996 killings of the William Mueller family. Naval and civilian firefighters are on their second day of battling an explosion-fed fire at a Navy ship in San Diego. Correspondent Jim Roop has the latest.
The fire broke out sometime around 8:30 a.m. on board the USS Bonhomme Richard. Several explosions occurred, injuring 17 sailors and 4 civilians. None of the injuries life-threatening. The amphibious assault vessel had only about 20% of its crew, around 160 sailors on board at the time. Usually, the ship carries more than 1,000. All were able to get off the ship. Civilian and Navy fire crews are battling the fire, which we're told could burn for several days. The origin and cause of the fire are under investigation. I'm Jim Roop.
Washington's NFL team, one of the oldest in the league, is getting rid of the name Redskins today, according to multiple reports.
USA Today, ESPN, The Washington Post, and Sports Business Journal report owner Dan Snyder and the organization will announce the retirement of the nickname. It's unclear when a new name will be revealed for one of the league's oldest franchises. The team launched what's being called a thorough review of the name July 3rd after several prominent sponsors called for a change.
It's 12:11, and you're listening to the News at Noon on 104 FM WIKY.